Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Like other in-person institutions, movie theaters have been suffering during this pandemic. For Milwaukee Film, which owns and operates the Oriental Theater, the shutdown has meant changing their business model to fit the needs of their fans. But how do you compete with digital streaming services like Netflix or Hulu when your business focuses on quality film curation? For Milwaukee Film, the answer has been their Sofa Cinema series. It combines curated films with some of the more social aspects of moviegoing that you expect from a cinema experience. Jonathan Jackson is the CEO and Artistic Director of Milwaukee Film, and he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
You know, Milwaukee Film, so much of what you do is an in-person kind of experience. When you guys first heard about this pandemic and, you know, the stay-at-home order and what it was going to mean for business moving forward, what was your response?
You know, you're absolutely good to point out, right, to point out there about how Milwaukee Film, its very foundation is social convening. And I have, over the years, over our 13-year existence, have held that line really strong, almost to a fault at times, in pursuing virtual and other non-sort of in-person social gathering in cinema experiences. And confronted with this crisis, with this stay-at-home order, initially, frankly, I rejected the pursuit of the online viewing portals and experience because I believe so strongly that social convening through cinema is the nature of our organization. But after 24 or 48 hours of that, I realized the depth of the crisis we're facing and how through film our audiences can still connect in a virtual way, and how I had no choice but to pursue and insist our organization pursue every opportunity to fulfill our mission, to further our experience in this extraordinary time through online and virtual experience of cinema.
You know, as you say, so much of your focus has been that in-person experience. So when you were thinking about ways to navigate the digital landscape that we're finding ourselves in now, how did you try to incorporate some of those social aspects of cinema?
The social aspects of cinema are so important to us. I say we're very much in the early stages of figuring this out. We immediately launched sort of more efforts and attempts at conversations through Facebook and through other platforms that already exist for our members, 5,000 plus strong, for our staff, for the larger cinema-going community to connect. But what we're looking towards in the coming months is fostering more opportunities for connection, because that is the fabric. You know, it all starts at Milwaukee Film with a great film, but the key note is there, it starts. What we're doing is creating a platform through great cinema and through great events for people to connect with their own community, to learn more about themselves and the people they're going to the cinema with and the people they don't even know that they're going to the cinema with. And we still believe in the online virtual space that that can happen. We just have yet to fully institute and develop the tools for that. And that is what we're striving to create, is more opportunities for conversations and connection of our viewing community through cinema, through the platforms that exist, like Zoom and others.
Well, and you have this program called Sofa Cinema. Can you describe that a bit?
So we're thrilled to be able to launch the platform Sofa Cinema. And it's different from typical on-demand viewing opportunities where consumers, you know, one of the advantages of on-demand viewing is the sort of glut and the flood of content. Well, the way we're doing our on-demand comment is very much how Milwaukee Film has existed from day one, is it's heavily curated. there are only a small handful of options at any one time available. So it is very much like a cinema. We program it with three screens. And so we're only really showing three films at a time and a couple of additional movies, special screenings, special opportunities. So our audience knows that these are still on brand with Milwaukee Film. They're handpicked for our audience because we believe they're of value. We believe audiences in Milwaukee will find value with them and they'll appeal to a wide range of people. But they're, again, on brand. They're heavily curated. And this is an opportunity. By and large, these films aren't available through any other platforms. So it is very much cinema going experience where our audience can only find these films through Sofa Cinema.
When you say on brand, what has that looked like? What kind of films have you been showing so far?
For Milwaukee Film, it's always a range of films. We, you know, aspire for the films we present to appeal to a really wide range of audiences. So it's not any particular audience or type of film. At the end of the day, we believe they're films of value. They're great films and they're unique and they're usually artist driven. And it's content that, you know, again, you can't find anywhere else. So a great example of that is a film called Fantastic Fungi, which is the unique film in this model where it's a film that we showed at the Oriental Theater before the stay at home, safer at home order that we have now brought back on demand through our Sofa Cinema content. And this is an incredibly unique, interesting look, documentary at fungi, at these incredible, somewhat still unknown in terms of all of the chemistry, biology behind what makes a mushroom so fantastic. And it's talking to leading experts like Paul Stamets or Michael Pollan about the history of mushrooms and about what their value to society is today and potentially to the future. And it's a magical journey through this history. It's inspiring. And it talks about some of the keys of the fungi kingdom that, you know, could solve global challenges long term for our society. And again, the only way you can see this film is through our Sofa Cinema concept.
You know, you describe the film as being kind of magical, a trip through the world of fungi. And what I think is so unique about really going to a movie theater is having that all-encompassing experience that is harder to do in your home. So for you, when you try to watch films at your home, do you have different ways that you try to make it a bit more like a movie theater?
That's an amazing question. That magical movie theater experience is what we can't replicate. And what I do or what I strive to do, in full disclosure, I have a 4 and 6 year old child who are quarantined at home with me. So, you know, there you go. So it's either early morning or late at night viewing to replicate that experience. But I have a basement, and in the basement, I have a large television and I shut off my phone on airplane mode. And I truly try to absorb myself in a film. I hate distractions. I'm a person who wants to watch a film opening credits through end credits without interruption. I won't go into the movie if I'm late. So I'm a absolute purist in that sense. And that's super hard to do and manage when you have family members, animals, pets, and others constantly coming into you, and you need to stay connected to your world. So it's a dilemma. It can't be exactly duplicated, but having the kids go to bed or in bed is a good first step.
So, you know, your organization, you operate the Oriental Theater. It must be, of course, closed right now. How has it been impacted so far?
It's eerie. It's strange. Cinemas don't shut down. The last time cinemas shut down like this was, I believe, World War II. To me, it was such a hard decision when we decided to, out of an abundance of safety, shut down the cinema preemptively on Friday after Friday, I think March 12th. And that was a decision that still reverberates for me in terms of how deep this pandemic is affecting our society. For an organization to not have that cinema running on a staff level, on a cultural level, on a mission fulfillment level, it hurts. But at the end of the day, we know that our team is still fully intact thanks to the PPP loan, the CARES Loan Act through Congress. We've been able to maintain full employment up to this point and expect to through June. So we're still together as a community of staff. We're connecting every day with our membership base, with our board. But, you know, when the organization secured the long-term lease at the Oriental Theater in 2018, that was sort of the new definition of Milwaukee Film, a 365-day business that interacted in person with its community. I never thought that would change and go back in a different direction. And today we're not interacting in person with our full community, and it's strange.
Yeah. Do you think this pandemic will impact the Milwaukee Film Festival, the festival that's set to happen in the fall?
You know, it's a tough subject to talk about right now. I do believe this pandemic will impact the film festival. On the surface, you can't deny that no matter what happens over the next several months and into the fall, Milwaukee Film and the Milwaukee Film Festival in particular was on a sort of ridiculous run and growth trajectory. And the fact is, when we fully reemerge from this, you know, we're facing a recession that's going to impact and hurt things like fundraising and sponsorship. And so, by its very nature, if all this went away 15 days from now, 30 days from now, we're re-entering into a different market. And if we don't understand that and prepare for that, our organization is not going to be able to continue to thrive in the way it was. And so even if everything changed and radically improved, this does impact the festival this fall. I fully hope and intend to produce a Milwaukee Film Festival this year. It's hard to think that it might not have some kind of a virtual component or some different elements to it. We're working on that every day as a team, our 60-person staff. But it's hard to know what to know when we're all still under the safer at-home order and trying to think about how we as a community can protect each other by staying apart. So it certainly will have an impact, the scale of which I don't know yet, but it will have an impact.
Yeah. So in the near future, what are you excited about that's coming up on Sofa Cinema?
I am a cat lover. And one of my favorite things that Milwaukee Film has now done for 2 years at the Oriental Theater is present something called Cat Video Fest. And the first time we did it, last year in 2019, we sold out the main house of the Oriental Theater, which is just ludicrous in itself. That means 1,000 people. And it is literally a program of cat videos from the internet. And this is a program that existed for, I think, like over a decade, every year, annually curated cat videos that sort of took off. I think it originated in Minneapolis. But the program got picked up by a very savvy distributor, Oscilloscope, and they have released it nationally, and we've had huge success with it the last 2 years. And further brilliance, they've created a best of the entire history. And so this week on Sofa Cinema, you can watch Best of Cat Video Fest, which we all need a little laughter, a little adorableness, and in full Milwaukee Film style, it's not just cat online videos. It's a heavily curated, top-notch selection of the best, cutest, funniest cat videos you're going to find anywhere. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most on Milwaukee Film Sofa Cinema this week.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think so many of us right now are facing this kind of uncertain future, and it can feel a little daunting, but, you know, having cat videos to look forward to, having those things, you know, in the next week, in the next 2 weeks that we can really focus on is always a good way to get through it.
The world needs more cat videos.
It's true. All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and talking with me about your work.
My pleasure, Joy.
Jonathan Jackson is the CEO and Artistic Director of Milwaukee Film. Their SOFA Cinema Series will be holding a number of virtual events in the coming weeks, and you can find out more about them at mkefilm.org.